93BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. And in fact, we give you thanks and all things, Father, in everything, Father, regardless of what it is. We give you thanks, my Father God, for you have made everything all right. Even if we don't understand it, even if we don't receive it, even if we don't have the knowledge of it, yet in your grace and your mercy, you are making known to us what your perfect will is for our lives, Father. And Lord, for that, we say thank you, Father. We thank you for the awesome opportunity that we can come, my Father, into your presence, to your throne of grace, and obtain mercy and find grace to help us, Father, in our times of need, Father. So we come through your gates of thanksgiving. We come through your courts of praise, Father, and we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. The highest praise, my Father God. For you're so worthy. You're so worthy. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our heart all the things and the goodness and the grace and the mercy and the salvation, all the things that you have done for us. Our eyes have seen, and our ears have not heard. Again, nor has it entered into our heart all the things that you have done for us. But, Lord, you are making it known to us, line upon line, precept upon precept, Father. We come through this radio broadcast, my Father, through the Holy Sanctuary, through our church services, through our rituals, my Father, through our services to you, my Father God, all the way behind the veil into your presence, my Father God, because of your grace and mercy, once again, to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. So here we are, Father, taking you up on that invitation, for you have appointed unto every last one of us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come and eat from the king's table and eat the king's food, my Father. Thank you for the servant's table and the servant's food and the ministry, Lord, that you have given us gifts, the fivefold ministry, Father, but we can even come through that all the way, Father, into the king's banquet, the one that you gave for your son, that we can eat at the king's table, the king's food, the bread of life, my Father God. But Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And Father, we thank you for the revelation of the revelator of the word, the man of Father, help me, Holy Spirit. The one who manifests the word. That's you, Holy Spirit. So we welcome you, and we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and we ask, Lord, that by your Spirit, using your word, that you would build us up and give us our inheritance among those who are sanctified. All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. So here we are, Father. Here's our cup. Fill it up. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. That's right. Amen. I say it again. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. That's what our Father say about us. The reason why I like saying that to you every time I come on this radio broadcast, boy, I found that in the Word of God. It ain't just no cliche. It ain't just no saying of mine. Well, let me tell you something, boy. That's what the King said about you and me. The Bible says in Psalms 82, you say, man, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. Who is that? That's you and me you're talking about. Who? The mighty. Hallelujah. Who? The mighty. I hear the terminology that we use sometimes. Hey, man of God, or hey, woman of God. And I like that, too. But, boy, I found something. Boy, how many of you know that there's a going on and going? What? I'm talking about we can't just stop there where we are. I'm talking about there's a continually going on in God until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Excuse me a second. The devil tried to trip me up with a cold and with flu, you know. I found out last night, yesterday, my little nose was running, and I was coughing up cold and everything else. But don't let that cough fool you. And don't let, boy, you know, my voice might sound a little funny, a little different, something a little stopped up, but don't let that symptom fool you. Because by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. And that's the bottom line. How you say that, Arthur, when you got sniffles and cold and coughs and everything else? Because what the King say, that's what goes. And the King say he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, watch this, we were healed. He didn't say we're going to be here. He said we were here. And if we were here, then we are here, glory to God. So regardless of what the circumstance, situation, or symptoms say, by the stripes of Jesus, we here, glory to God. And man, I give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. So whatever the devil try to put up on us, boy, the word of God say, I'm the Lord thy God, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. And boy, I give him glory and honor and praise. But one thing for sure, ain't no circumstance, ain't no situation, is not no symptom that can alter the word of God that has gone forth out of his mouth. So no matter what your situation might be, no matter what your symptom might be, hey, listen, the word of God, boy, will override all that. The word of God will change sickness into the health. It'll change poverty into wealth. It'll change death into life. It'll change darkness into light. It'll change you from a sinner on his way to hell to a son of God, boy, that's destined to reign in heaven on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. Glory to God. Why? Because that's the goodness of the Lord. And the Bible says, boy, it's the goodness of the Lord that lead men, boy, to repentance, that lead men to God. It's the goodness of God that will draw all men unto him, boy. As you come to the knowledge of the goodness of God and the love that he has for every last one of us, boy, then you'll come to this place, boy, where you'll begin to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with everything that's in you, and you'll love your neighbor as yourself. Glory to God. I'm talking about, boy, the goodness of God, the love of God, man. I'm talking about, boy, that covers, man, all your faults and all your mistakes. The Bible says it covers a multitude of sins. That means all of them. It don't give you no right to sin. But I'm just letting you know, boy, that the grace and the mercy of God, they follow you all the days of your life. The Bible says his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of his life. Not so that we can just do any and everything else. The reason for his grace and mercy is not to give us no license to sin, but, boy, give us the ability and the power and the authority. Boy, I'm talking about to come out of sin, to walk out of darkness into this marvelous light. Glory to God. And that's what we are doing, man. As the light so shines in us, then we are coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. When Jesus Christ came out of the wilderness being tempted of the devil, The Bible says the people who sit in darkness saw a great light. The people who was ignorant or didn't know about the perfect will of God. They knew about the permissive will of God, but they didn't know the perfect will of God. So they were in darkness. They were in ignorance to the perfect will of God. But boy, that light began to shine. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, it began to shine in darkness, and the darkness couldn't seize it, couldn't overtake it, couldn't put it out. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said he's the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he went on to say something else further than this. He told his disciples, he said, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Because just like the Father sent me, that's how I'm going to send you. As I am, so are you. The work that I do, so shall you. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to go back to the Father. And when I go back to the Father, I'm going to send someone back to you. I ain't going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to send you. I'm going to come back to you. But I ain't going to come back to you in the physical. I'm going to come back to you in the person of the Holy Ghost. That same spirit that was upon me, that anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are bound, the recovering of sight to the blind. Hallelujah. And to set the captives free and set at liberty all those who are bruised and bound, and to proclaim to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that this is the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. What's the year of Jubilee, man? I'm talking about, boy, every 50 year, boy, they have us. In the Old Testament, they had a celebration. Boy. And I'm talking about in that celebration, man, three things that happened, boy, man. I'm talking about all debt was canceled. Boy, if you had a 350 credit score, I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about all your debts that you owe was canceled, boy. Your credit score, if I can use that terminology, went from a 350 all the way up to an 850, the top. Hallelujah. Because the payment of all debts paid in full. Glory to God. And then he went on to say, man, and all the people, man, who was in prison, who had done wrong, who was in captivity and everything else, all of the prison doors opened, glory to God, and the captive set free. Everybody was set free. What? I'm talking about the all debt canceled. The penalty for sin is death. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, so he canceled, man, all of the handwritings of ordinance that was against us. Boy, he declared them not suitable for use against us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, boy, I'm talking about everything that we were bound up to. I'm not talking about the physical prison doors. I'm talking about, man, the spiritual prison door that we were all bound up in, what the slavery, man, of Satan, man, where we were born, made slaves unto Satan. I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about set free. Hallelujah. And then the third one is, boy, I'm talking about everything that the people had lost. If they lost their property, if they lost, man, their businesses, if they lost their purpose, if they lost their identity, if they lost, man, their origin, man, if they lost their potential, whatever they lost, man, restored back to them. Glory to God. And that's what Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do the same thing. And here's the good news. Here's the gospel about that, what Jesus said. He said, that same Spirit that was upon me, I'm going to send him back to you. Hallelujah. For what purpose? So that you can preach the gospel of the kingdom to every man, every woman, every boy. So that you could preach, boy, so that you could heal a broken heart. So that you could set at liberty all over and about. So that you can, man, I'm talking about set the captives free and the recovering of sight to the blind, those who are blinded to the truth. power. What's the strategy? By the power of the Holy Ghost. So he breathed into man's nostril, man breathed back in the beginning, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So what purpose, boy? To live like God lived, to act like God acted, to talk like God talked, to walk like God walked, to be men just like him, and to fulfill your potential and your purpose on this earth. Glory to God. And God equipped you with all that. That's why the Bible says God blessed them. And then told them men to take that blessing, man, and be fruitful. Produce it. Produce what? Produce what I say. What do you say? You're just like me. Hallelujah. You created my image and my likeness. You have dominion over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth. You, listen, you have authority and power and control and influence what? Over all the earth. And here's the exciting thing about that. The Bible says, let them. In other words, boy, what he was saying there, he said, I give you power and control and influence and dominion over this territory that I gave you called the earth. Who? You. So, man, I'm talking about, boy, he'll be the earth into the hands of the politicians and this world system that we live in and the governing system of this world. He left that in the hands of the church. Who is the church, man? That's you. Not the building, not the facility. No, you the church. You is called out one to call out men to get the mind of God, the will of God, the intentions of God, the power of God, the authority of God, boy, and impact, man, your territory with God's perfect will. And what's God's perfect will? You've been praying it all your life. Boy. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Why? Because when thy kingdom come and is established on the earth, then your will can be done where? On earth. Just like it is in heaven. Glory to God. Well, you don't know who you are. You think you're just a believer. You think you're just, man, an apostle or a prophet or evangelist or a pastor or a teacher. You think you're just a Christian. You think you're just, man, let me tell you something. You are those things, but you're way more than all that. You're a king. Glory to God. You're a ruler. You're no servant of the Lord. You're a son of the Most High God. You're in the royal household of God. You're the royal family. You're not just a citizen in this kingdom, but, man, you are a citizen, but you're even more than that. You're in the royal household of God. You ain't a servant. You're the children of the Most High God. I'm going to say this here, and that might not go over too good, boy. Let me tell you something. You're a little G God. You're a little G God. Now, I'm not trying to be no capital G God like the devil tried to do, exalt his throne above the throne of God. No, man, you're the little G God, little offspring of God, a little child of the Most High God. Glory to God. And boy, you come to the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, your potential, what you really can do, and where you really going to end up at. And boy, I'm talking about the devil's power and control and influence over your life will be broken. And instead of the devil ruling and reigning over us, we'll flip the script and begin to rule and reign over all the works of the devil. Because God has given us power over all the power of our enemy. And you need to know that. And not only do you need to know that, the only way you can know that, you got to hear that. And let me tell you something, not just enough to just hear it. You got to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And hear it, and hear it. How long, Brother Arthur? So help. Hallelujah. Why? But that's how faith comes. Faith don't come by having heard the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And the more you hear it, the more your faith is developing. The more you grow in it. The more, boy, you start becoming, man, who you are. Hallelujah. Listen here. You're saved by grace. All right, boy, let me tell you something. Man, you realize that? Then you stop trying to get saved, and you just start being saved. We hear about the Christ of Jesus. We come to the knowledge of that and how to phobia that in our life. You stop trying to get healed, and we'll just start being healed. Like I told you, boy, this devil tried to afflict me, man, with cold and the flu and everything else. But, boy, because I know, boy, who I am in Christ Jesus, I ain't just sick trying to get healed. I'm already healed, glory to God. And I'm just becoming what I already am. How you doing that, Arthur? By the blood of the Lamb And the word of my testimony, well, boy, you press this button, I don't care what the symptoms say. I don't care what the circumstances say. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what men or politicians say. I don't care what nobody say. I tell you, boy, in this kingdom, what the king say, that's what goes. So I can be on the flit of my bed, on the back, and everything else, man. I'm talking about, man, I can be, they can be putting me on hospital. I don't care. They can say they've done all they can and nothing I can do for prepare to die. Let me tell you something, boy. You press this button, ain't nothing coming out but the word of God. Well, I shall not die, but live and declare the work and the word of God. Now, that's my confession of faith, Rock. I understand something. That's how I overcome. How, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Glory to God. And boy, I just thank God. That's why I say I give God thanks in all things. You know, because it don't matter about how I feel. It don't matter about, man, these sniffles and everything else and this coughing, man, that I might be doing. In this paralysis. You know, the doctor told me, man, you know, I probably might not. In fact, I went to the doctor not long ago, and he told me, hey, listen, if you have not recovered from a surgery, I had surgery several years ago. And, you know, because I had bone pressing up against my spinal cord. And the doctor told me, man, listen, if you don't get this operation and we don't relieve this pressure off your spinal cord, then, man, it's not, it might not improve in your spinal cord. But, boy, if we don't do something, man, it's going to, man, cut into your spinal cord. And, man, and it was cervical stenosis, you know, the narrowing of the spine from my neck. And he said, and if this man sever your spinal cord being up there, then you're going to be a quadriplegic. You're going to be paralyzed, man, from your neck on down. So I went on and let him get the surgery and everything else. And I got a little bit better. It released the pressure and everything else. But I still have some symptoms and everything else. And I had went to them a few years ago, I mean a few weeks, a few months ago, and they told me this. They say, hey, listen, if you ain't gotten better and everything else by now, you say, you probably ain't going to get no better. I said, okay, doctor, thank you. I appreciate that report that you've been giving me and everything else. I didn't come by, man, talking about what the doctor said. I came out of that place, man, saying what the God said. What the God said, man, you take sickness away from the mystery. Me. And let me tell you something, man, I come out of there, ever since I had the surgery, I hadn't been able to walk, man, like I used to walk. I can't use, man, a lot of my physical body like I used to and everything else, man, you know, had to walk on cane sometime, on a walker sometime, man, and everything else. Well, man, I'm not, man, what the deal is here. Hallelujah. Why? But, boy, I'm going to maintain my confession of faith, and I ain't going to cast away my confidence. Why? Because I know it has great recompense of reward. So I was telling, man, my church over there in Houston, man, Pastor Liddy, I mean, let's go high ministry. That lives here, where they had asked me to come and minister to them, and I went over there and ministered to them, and I was on my walker, you know, I had to walk around on my walker every day, I had to get up there with my walker, but boy, I remember something that my sister used to say about a limp that she used to have. She said, don't let this limp fool you. I told them the same thing. Boy, don't let this walker fool you, and don't let this limp fool you, and don't let these circumstances, situations that just see me in fool you, because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith, hallelujah. And if you keep on walking, if you keep on looking, if you keep on watching, then, boy, you're going to see me come running through here one day. Instead of, man, on a walker, you're going to come here and you're going to see me, man, with the walker up over my head, man, running in here. Why? Because one thing I have, I'm fully persuaded. Honey, what are you fully persuaded of? That he who have begun a good work on the inside of me, he going to manifest that thing. I told you, boy, to just live by faith in the kingdom. I ain't talking about just quoting no scriptures. And I ain't just talking about preaching no sermon about that. I'm talking about living in the reality of that. How you living in the reality of that? You're just believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. Wow, I called upon the name of the Lord. I said, well, I went to the doctor, you know, and everything else. I said, okay, Lord, yeah, they've done all you can do. I'm through with y'all now. But, man, I should did this in the first beginning. I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord. And I call upon the name of the Lord. And the word says, whoever called upon the name of the Lord, it didn't say could be, maybe, probably. It said, whoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be. That word shall mean most definitely. Shall be saved. Saved from what? From any area of man that I might need salvation in. And the good news is that ain't just for me. God don't have no respect of person. That's for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. How I appropriate that into my life? By man living according to the way God designed for us to live. What do you say? Created us in his image and in his likeness. Likeness means live the way God lives. How God lives? He lives by faith. Faith in what? What he say? He believe what he say, and he say what he believe. And then he go take it to the next step. What? Then he act on it. Glory to God. And boy, I just acting on it. What you doing? I'm confessing it with my mouth, but boy, I'm acting on it. Hallelujah. So I tell you, I gave that good thing right there and say what the doctor say. But I know something. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. And in that abundant life, ain't no sickness, ain't no disease. Ain't that salvation? You just saved me from a devil's hell. You saved us from everything that we might need saved from. From sickness, from disease, from lack, L-A-C-K. From all the works of the devil. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, to say, for this reason was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So what we got to do? We got to grab a hold to this. We got to seize that. We got to man place that in our possession. That's what the word receive means, to grab a hold of, to seize it, and to place it in your possession, and maintain your confession of faith, and cast not away your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. And if you continue to plant the word of God, the seed of God's word, whatever area in your life that you want fruit from, and you continue to plant, how you plant it? By speaking it. And then as you continue to cultivate it and water it. How you do that? By continuing to speak it. And not only continuing to speak it, but begin, man, to be not just a hearer of the word and a speaker of the word, but a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And boy, in due season, we shall reap. Watch this. If we don't faint, if we don't cave in, if we don't give up, if we don't quit, why, because God not mocked. Whatsoever, man, I sow, whatsoever I say, whatsoever I plant, hey, that's what I'm going to have. I'm going out here saying, I don't feel too good, and guess what? Guess what the fruit going to be? I ain't going to feel too good. If I go out here saying I'm sick and I got cervical stenosis, then guess what the result going to be? I'm not going to have cervical stenosis. If I go around here saying that doctor say I might not ever be able to walk in again perfectly like I was before, if I hadn't gotten no better by now, then your system probably going to be like that, man, the rest of your life. Yeah, man, you think I'm a lot of my words of what the doctor say? I told you, boy, in this kingdom, what the king say, that's what goes. Glory to God. And let me tell you something, boy. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. Why? Because that's the word of a king. I ain't talking about the word of mankind. I'm talking about the word of the Most High God. It can't return to him, boy. All he needs is somebody to return it to him. Hallelujah. And that's our responsibility. Even in prayer, you know. Hey, you know, to tell God what he said about any circumstance, any situation, or any symptom. That we go before the court of heaven, man, and making our petition known to him. We don't go to him with our problem. We go to him, man, you know, and decree and declare what his words say about our problem. Hallelujah. So I don't go to God asking God for healing. I go to God and thank God for healing. Why? Because that's not a prayer. Excuse me. That's not a prayer, man, where I go and, man, ask him. If I'm going out and God to heal me, you know what he says? I'm already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what my responsibility is? To receive that. Right. And not only receive that, man, but believe it in my heart and confess it with my mouth. And I told you, in due season, I'm going to reap if I don't faint. And one thing for sure, I ain't going to faint. I ain't going to cave in. I ain't going to give up. And I ain't going to quit. Glory to God. And I know something, too, that, boy, in this place they call the second heaven, up there, boy, where the devil is the prince of the power of the air, I know he got an assignment. See, a lot of people don't know about this. Let me tell you something. Remember when Daniel prayed? And let me tell you something. Daniel prayed the will of God, and God sent the answer then. But, boy, it took 21 days, man, for, boy, Daniel to receive the answer. But the answer was sent when Daniel prayed. Oh, I tell you, boy, the answer was sin, man. God said, I'll answer you even before you call. So, hey, man, then I go to God and ask God to heal you. Heal me, you know, you say, man, I've done that. Hallelujah. Well, what happened? The devil trying to steal my health from me. I told you the Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But, he said, I have come, boy, that you might have life and then more abundantly. Glory be to God. And that's why I give God thanks in everything. That's why I give him praise in everything. That's why I love his name with all my heart and all my mind and all my soul and all that within me. Why? Because I found out that he first loved me. And he showed his love for me and for you too. That while I was yet in my sins, while I was yet in my weakness, while I was yet in my infirmity, while I was yet in my symptoms, man, my cervical stenosis and everything else, boy, hallelujah. He loved me so much, man, that way he gave himself for me. He died, man, so that I might be set free. And then who the Son set free is free indeed. So I said, I'm glad to say this here. You know, that's my testimony. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, we are here. And though my desire is, man, that that become your testimony too, that in the midst of adversity, in the midst of adverse circumstances and situations and self, that boy, you grab a hold to what God say about your circumstance, situation, and you hold fast to that and don't cast away your confidence, man, in the word of God and the power of God that takes sickness away from the midst of you to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord, and will finish the good work that he begun in us. Hallelujah. How you live like that, Arthur? That's how we live in the kingdom. Glory to God. And like I told you, man, it don't matter, man, by nothing, man. I found out something, well, that the kingdom of God is within me. And then, boy, I found out that, like my pastor in Houston say, boy, that's a going on in God. I found out that it's not enough for the kingdom to be in me because the kingdom is in me. Remember what Jesus said? It don't come with observation. It ain't over there. It ain't over here. It ain't in the Western world. It ain't in the Middle East. I mean, well, the kingdom of heaven is on the inside of us. That's where it began at first. When I say the kingdom of God has arrived, it is here. I'm not talking about so much as on the earth as I am, man, talking about it's in the earth. So that's where it began at. Not on the earth. It begins in the earth. What's the earth? That's in these physical bodies that your spirit lives in, that your soul lives in, your mind, your will, your emotion, your attitude. That's where it begins at. It begins in man. And then as it begins in man, then man begins to be filled with it. And when the man begins to be filled with that man that's on the inside of him, and it comes up to the top, and then it starts flowing over, then it's no longer just in us. Then we feel with it, man. And as we feel with it, then it starts overflowing, man, and coming out, man, and manifesting more the outside of my body. And then it runs down, man, from my head down to my eyes and my mouth and my neck and my shoulders and my stomach and, boy, down by my hips and my legs and my feet. And then, boy, it started affecting, man, the ground that I stand on, boy. Then it started manifesting itself on the earth. Glory to God. How are you going to manifest itself on the earth? When we be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives. Not just have a little bit of knowledge. That's why I say on our broadcast, we determine, listen, God gave us dominion over everything upon the earth. He gave us the power over everything upon the earth. He left the earth in our hands. Hallelujah. That's why I thank God, man. I hear you, Holy Spirit. That's why I thank God, man, for this holiday that we are celebrating. Call it Christmas holiday. Listen, boy. My pastor there in Houston, Pastor Lady, say, let me tell you something. One thing she told us a long time ago, man, 25 years ago. She say, there's a going on in God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about going on past, man, you know, the traditional holidays. Past the meaning, man. Past the all the things that we do to celebrate Christmas, man. It's more than just, man, what we celebrate it as. It's way more than that. If we're not careful, man, we be preoccupied with the means, man, you know, and everything else, man, at the expense of forfeiting the end. I always say this on this broadcast, boy, that's the devil's most successful tactic against us. You don't mind us knowing, man, what Christmas is, what? That's the birth of the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You don't mind you, man, giving gifts, man, to one another and everything else, man, and receiving gifts from one another. All over means to an end. See, we know what it is, but here's the most important thing. You need to know why it is. You need to know why he came. You need to know why he was born. not just the fact that he was born. That's the means to an end. Hallelujah. You need to know the why. You need to know the purpose for it. You need to know the reason for it. We say, man, Jesus is the reason for the season. And since he is, let it go further than that. If you break it all the way down to the simplest terms, not only is he the reason for the season, but you the reason for the season. So it's you who were dead in trespasses and sin. It was us that was lost. It's the earth that's out of course, man, and chaos upon the earth. And instead of being up on the earth like it is in heaven, it's on the earth like it is here now. And the reason why it's on the earth like it is here now, because that's what we're allowed to have. And the reason why we're allowed to have it, man, because we were born in sin and shaking iniquity. And that's not of ourselves. That's because, man, our forefather Adam, man, he transgressed the law of God, man. God told him, don't eat off the tree, he ate off the tree. And the Bible says the penalty for that is death. So he told him, say, don't eat off the tree. So you can. That's a law in the kingdom, perfect law of liberty. But don't. That's a commandment. Why? And if you do, you're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to die. What? Spiritually, first. What spiritual death? Separation from God. And if you die and you get separated from God and the will of God and the might of God and the Holy Spirit, it's going to be impossible for you to carry out your assignment. And as a result of it, then the earth is going to be all chaotic and fall and out of shape. Hallelujah. Do you know that the earth needs Christmas? The earth needs Christmas. I don't do the earth need Christmas, but you and I need Christmas. That's a purpose for Christmas. That's a reason for Christmas. Why? Because all of the earth, you and me, all of us, we all got off course. The earth is off course. Excuse me. Instead of being on earth like it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. So, boy, go ahead. God, let me tell you something. I told you the counsel of the Lord gonna stand. The word of the Lord gonna stand. God told man to be fruitful and multiply and make it on earth just like it is in heaven. And boy, the devil came down here in Genesis chapter 3, man, and got mankind off course, got the earth off course for his purpose and his reason for God creating it. Why God created the earth? Because he wants to extend his government and influence of his territory called heaven to earth. His plan of doing that is through his family and son called mankind. His strategy for accomplishing that is to fill us, boy, with the power of the Holy Ghost, man, so that we can have a divine connection between God and us, mankind, and a divine connection between the heaven and earth. And boy, in the fall of man and the disobedience of Adam, and Adam, man, lost something. He lost his sovereignty. He lost his dominion. He lost, man, the Holy Spirit, boy, the power of God. He lost, man, the presence of the Lord. He lost, man, the kingdom of heaven on earth. He got put out of the presence of the Lord. He got put out of the Garden of Eden. And, man, instead of him fulfilling his original assignment, what's his original assignment? Be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. Make it on earth like it is in heaven. He gave that dominion over to the devil. And instead of, man, us fulfilling our God-given purpose, man, extending the governing system of heaven to the territory that God gave us, we gave that dominion and that authority over to the devil, and the devil plunged our race and our society and our world into what it is here today. But boy, the Bible say, who the King say, God so loved the world. What world? The original world that he set up on the earth for. What? Heaven on earth. That was the Garden of Eden here. And there he placed the man in that place, what? In heaven on earth. And then he told the man, be fruit and multiply, replenish and subdue the earth, make the whole earth. Just like this little garden of Eden. For what purpose? For they might be on earth, just like it is in heaven. Listen, in Genesis chapter 3, man, that's when the devil came on the scene, man, and disrupted God's plan for a season. But that ain't going to stop, man, what the king does. You think what the devil did, man, and deceiving Eve, and Eve, man, giving the fruit to her husband, and her husband eating out the fruit, and them being separated from God, you think that's going to stop, man, what God said? That's impossible. You think the devil can stop what God's doing? You think you can stop what God's doing? You think anybody can stop what God's doing? I told you, boy, he who begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to fulfill it. Only thing changed, man, is his plans of accomplishment. but his purpose, it ain't never going to change. He's going to change his plans and accomplish it, but his purpose, man, it gonna be, man, his purpose, man, will be forever. Many are the plans in the man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord shall prevail. Glory to God. The counsel of the Lord, it's your thing. Ain't no word that had gone forth out of his mouth can return for and God spoke that man outside my boy in the beginning before the devil he came on the scene. But when the devil came on the scene, then he told him, if I could say it this way, a monkey in the plan of God. And it caused us to fall. We didn't fall from the devil. We fell from our dominion. We lost our dominion. We fell from our assignment. Hallelujah. And then we lost the knowledge of it. We lost, man, our identity, who we really are. We lost our origin, where we really come from. We lost our purpose, man, why we really here. We lost our potential, what we really can do. And we lost, man, the knowledge of, man, our destination. And as a result of it, man, we've been living and dying like real men and real women with all the time, like I said on this broadcast. You're a mighty man. And you're a mighty woman at the Most High God. And you're a little deep dog. And the Bible says on that's in Psalm 82. And if you read a little bit further down up on there, they say, man, for because of the lack of knowledge, because of what the devil did, the man is living on and dawning. In fact, I need to turn there right quick and read that to you. So that you can see that. That's in Psalms 82. Let me go there for you and show you something. Psalms 82, verse 1. Here we go. Watch that. If a God standing in the congregation of the mighty, I told you a mighty man, a mighty woman of the Most High God. And he judges amongst the gods, little God. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless, to do justice, Lord, to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver us the poor and needy, and rid us out of the hand of the wicked. So we don't know, we don't know, and we don't understand. We walk on in darkness. And all the foundation of the earth are out of order. But all the time, you have said to us that we are gods, and all of us are the children of the Most High God. But we are living and dying like mere men and mere women, and fall like one of the princes. But God, what do you say? The whole earth is out of foundation, is out of order. When Adam and did what they did, man, God told Adam in Genesis chapter 3, he said, listen to what he said in Genesis chapter 3. He said, Adam, because you have eaten to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, then cursed is the ground for your sake. And Paul, you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles, and it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. What do you say, boy? I'm talking about in you say all the earth, the foundation of the earth is out of core. Well, God said, curse the earth now. Instead of being a earth like it is in heaven, it's a earth like it is here now. So, boy, I'm talking about, but boy, let me show you something what God did. Even before he came to Adam. And I now, boy, the defense is on Adam, man, because of what he did. In verse 14 and 15, he said, the Lord said to the serpent, in Genesis chapter 3, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. And on your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. Why would verse 15 say, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. What do you say? Boy, that's the first announcement, man, of Christmas. Glory. That God, boy, announcing, man, the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. That God announcing that, the first announcement. He said, yeah, same woman that you deceived and tricked, I'm going to use that same woman, and I'm going to come through that woman, And when I come to that woman, I'm coming for a praise for her. Because, see, you done got the earth all out of court now. You know, as good as being a earth as it is in heaven, then you're going to set up your world. The kingdom of darkness upon it. But I promise you something, what? Christmas comes, glory comes. What Christmas, man? I ain't talking about, man, just celebration of man, the birth of Jesus Christ. No, I'm talking about the purpose why he came. What do you say? He going to bruise your head. What head mean? Head mean authority. The authority that I gave Adam and Eve in the garden that you stole from them, I'm coming myself through the woman, and I'm going to take back the authority that you stole from them, and I'm going to restore it back to who it rightfully belongs to. That's why Jesus said all power is turned out to be God. Power in heaven, power on earth, even power under the earth, power over there. And then he's getting on the Bible of the universe and say, here, talking to you and I, here, I give you power over all the power of your enemy. I restore back to you everything that you lost in Adam. This is your year of Jubilee, glory to God. All your debts canceled, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, all your sins, man, washed white as snow. Even though they be like scarlet, I put them in the sea of forgiveness. What? All your debt canceled. Everything that you've been bound up to, sickness, disease, poverty, racism, all this mess that's about this world that we live into, that we held slavery to under the slavery of Satan himself. I'm talking about boy, he come to set the captives free. Good God Almighty, boy. And who the Son set free is free indeed. So the slavery that Satan had us under and was lording over our lives, boy, let me tell you something, them chains been broken. And boy, you are as free as you ever gonna be, glory to God. And then knowing the last part about it, say, and then everything that you lost. What you lost? You lost your sovereignty. You lost your dominion. You lost your raw power. You lost the Holy Spirit. You lost the presence of the law. You lost your identity. You lost, man, your origin. You lost your potential. You lost, man, your destination, man. You lost all that. And Jesus Christ come to say, boy, I come to restore back to you everything that you lost. You lost the kingdom of heaven on earth. You lost the Garden of Eden. Jesus said, I come, boy, to restore everything that you lost, man, back to you. What you talking about? I ain't talking about, man, none of that stuff, man, that you're talking about in the Old Testament. Thank God for all that. But that's the means to an end. That's a purpose for all that went on in the Old Testament. Why was that? What was that for? Man, that's a purpose for that. That's a purpose, man, why God told that devil in Genesis chapter 3 that he was coming himself, man. Hallelujah. Through that woman, man, through the seed of that woman, man, and that he was going to bruise that devil head. That means he's going to take back everything that the devil stole from us and give it back to us. So if you don't have no knowledge of that, then, man, he'll keep you, he'll take you captive of his will. Listen, if you're in a trap and the trap been sprung, and, man, listen here, and you don't know that the trap been sprung, then you'll stay in bondage, man. You know, when you put a trap, animal to keep the trap, more than that trap, man, catch his leg and everything else, then he's bound up, man. He can't move. He can't go nowhere. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, that the trap that the devil set for our lives and held us in bondage to, man, that trap been sprung. Glory to God. And it's open. But here's what the issue is. God's going to open up the trap. God's going to make sure that the trap is open. But you got to take your foot out the trap. You got to recover yourself from the snares of the devil. You got to come out of bondage, man. How are you going to do that? As you come to the knowledge of it. Why? Because you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and your destiny. However, in order for you to get to your God-given purpose and destiny, depends on the quality of the knowledge that you have. That's why when I come on this radio broadcast, I ain't come on here and preach no sermon to you. I come on here to tell you what the king says. I come on here to tell you, boy, the greatest story that ever been told. But you can be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life. That's quality knowledge right there. Hallelujah. That's quality knowledge right there. That's what Jesus Christ comes bringing. Boy, that's a gift from God. Quality knowledge. Not just knowledge of the word of God, but the quality of that knowledge. Good God Almighty. I don't make myself to be no more than everything else. That's just what God gave me. And he gave that to me, man. That's a gift that he gave me. He said, as you have received the gift, even so administer to the same gift one to another. So I come to help you, man, come to the fullness of the statue of Christ, man. How I share with you, boy, the quality knowledge. I couldn't share with you, man, a revelation knowledge. I couldn't share with you, man, not God, man, permissive will that God was dealing with mankind all through the Old Testament, because they was lost. They were born in sin. They were separated from God. So God was dealing with them according to things that he had to permit. That was his permissive will. But in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that's why I love those chapters. That's my favorite chapter in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. Because that's God's perfect will. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And that's what Jesus Christ come preaching. He didn't say, I just come in to do away with the law and the prophets. I come to fulfill that. Why? Because the law and the prophets was, man, God's permissive will, how God had to deal with mankind after the fall. But the way God was dealing with mankind in Genesis chapter 1, well, before there ever was a devil, before there ever was a fall. And man, what we have to come to the knowledge of is how God was dealing with mankind then. Because that's what Jesus Christ comes to bring back. That's why he came to this earth, man. That's why Christmas is, man. And ain't man for us to just celebrate holidays and our families come together and everything else, and we get trees and give gifts, man, to one another, man, and all that. All those are means to an end. That's what religion is, when you make the means more important than the end. And again, man, what you produce by that is religion. But all the time, man, he didn't come, man, for us to just celebrate, man, and give gifts, man, to one another. Yes, you can incorporate that in everything else, but, man, let me tell you something, because watch this here. Ain't no way in the world, man, when on Christmas Day, when they put them gifts, man, we give gifts to one another, ain't no way in the world, man, you're not going to open up your gift, man, and see what's in there, man, and rejoice behind it. But you know what? Because that's the means to an end. What's the end? You'll leave, man, the real gifts under the tree. What the real gifts, man? The gift of righteousness. The gift of salvation. The gift of eternal life. The gift of grace and faith. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of wisdom and knowledge. The gift that God gave us through the fivefold means to help us come to the knowledge of these gifts. What the gift is? Salvation. For by grace are we saved. Through faith, and that's not of ourselves, it's a gift from God. Salvation is a gift. Eternal life, that's a gift from God. Romans chapter 6 says this in verse 23, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Ephesians 2:8 says, but by grace are you saved, through faith, and that's not of yourself, that's a gift from God. The salvation is a gift from God, the grace to appropriate that in our lives, and the faith to appropriate that grace in our lives, all that's gifts from God. Romans chapter 5, man, verse 15 through 18, you say, as you have received the gift of righteousness, you shall reign in life. Acts 2:28 says, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4 says, and God gave gifts to me and what? The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for what purpose? And perfecting of the saints for the work of that man, to fill them with the quality of knowledge, man. Why? So that they be filled with the knowledge of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and his will for their life, until we all reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Proverbs, man, chapter 2, man, says this here, boy, that wisdom, the ability to act upon that knowledge, boy, and apply it to our lives and see it manifest in our lives, that's gifts from God. And all them gifts are under the tree, too. But, man, you leave them gifts under the tree. You open up, boy, them gifts, man, of electronics and all the things, man, and all the and all their children and everything else. But then you put the gift of salvation under there to your children, the gift of eternal life, the gift of grace and faith, the gift of righteousness, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift, man, of the fivefold ministry, man, to train them up and nurture them, man, for the fulfillment of their purpose. The gift of wisdom, we leave them gifts under the tree. In fact, we won't give those gifts. Why? Because you don't know about them gifts, and you haven't received them gifts. When all the time, them gifts are under the tree, too. And they go unwrapped year after year after year after year after year. Boy, it hurts my soul, man, to know that, man, God, people, man, just walk on in darkness. And then they preoccupied with the need, the natural gift that we give to one another, and men don't get the gift that God gave to them. That's the purpose of Christmas. That's why he came. He came, man, to restore you back to your original place, man, and save you and give you back your eternal life and allow you to operate in faith and patience and grace, and then to make you the righteousness of God. Listen, that's a gift from God. And then, man, to give you what? The gift of the Holy Spirit. What? That's a divine connection. What you lost. Man, they, the power that you have, everything else. And you don't know what the perfect man for having church is. We go to church on Sundays and everything else, hear the word of the Lord from the fivefold ministry, and we come back out and say, boy, we had good church today. That ain't the reason why, man, God sent you to them places, man. He said that you're boy. He sent you to them places there that you can be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life. Why? So that, man, you just don't come out there and say we had good church today. You come out there, man, God be in the church. Glory to God. It's one thing to have good church. It's another thing, man, to come out from that place and be the church. Right, what do you mean, be the church? Be them call out ones, man, that God had called out, man, amongst a large crowd, man, to go, man, and as you have received the gift of salvation, then freely, man, it means what that is, and that's being the church there. But we preoccupied with the means, like I say, having church. But you don't know the purpose for it, but to fill you with the knowledge of God's will so that you can lead them building and go be the church. Go represent God in this way. Why? Because that's why God created you in his image and his likeness, so that you might be a representative of Almighty God. So that you might cut out that much. That's what Christmas is all about. We preoccupied with what day it was, man. Whether it was on the 25th or this day or that day. Man, all that don't mean nothing. The thing is, man, he came. When he came on December, I got the clothes. When he came on December the 25th, a memorable 39th, man, the fact is he came. And why he came, man, to restore you, man, back, man, your rightful place and gone. You preoccupied, man, with the gifts. The natural gift that we give each other. That's a sense of forfeiture, the spiritual gifts, and eternal gifts that he gave us. You open up them gifts that we give to one another, but you leave the gift that God gave us because of Christmas, because of the coming up of Jesus Christ. Don't leave them under the tree. Not this year. Open up your gift of salvation. Open up your gift of eternal life. Open up your gift of grace and faith. Open up your gift of righteousness. Open up your gift of the Holy Spirit. Open up, man, and use, man, the purpose for the fivefold ministry to allow them, man, to train you up, man, for the work of your ministry. So that you can leave that place, man, and go and be the church, man. Open up your gift of wisdom, man, to know how to apply God's love and God's grace and God's mercy. So that you don't just have to be out of having good church. But then after having good church, then we're going to make sure we're perfect for having a good church. You can go out and be the church. Listen, my wife, Gail, my family, we love y'all. We love you all. Time is up on this broadcast. I want you to stay tuned to next week, and I'm going to help you, man, to open up the gifts from your God. I just want to bring you to the mouth and to the true purpose of Christmas. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So receive this sweet gift of everlasting life, salvation, grace, faith, righteousness, and socialism and the private language. I speak God's death in your life and your family. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas to everyone that's with you.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts have been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be a further service